Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good message. Even though it's nice today, you can walk around the neighborhood. Dogs out. You and the family. Get out and enjoy the weather. It's going to be low 80s today. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, let's bring in the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, but I thought I was getting like cold billing. I thought it was Darren, Donick, Chase, Henry.
Well, look, we will welcome you. If you want to be a part of this, by the way, what has it been like? I mean, you're a very hands-on, you like being around people, and this, you know, you love your family, you got a big family, but, you know, we're in unfamiliar territory. What's it been like kind of going through daily business on your end?
Well, I think it's the same, you know, for everybody. You know, we all thought we'd miss being around people, and I think it hits home a lot harder how much you really do miss being around so many different people and get a chance to be around our incredible fans and partners, you guys, and you know, everyone you work with. And it's surreal. It really is. What is nice, though, for me is, you know, we are connecting every day to all of our staff, have a lot of video conference calls, which alone is kind of funny to see all of us bungle through the technology, but with one goal in mind, and that's to try to connect with our fans as much as possible, make sure we keep this together so when we come out of this, we're a stronger business than we went into it. And it's amazing. You see some incredible things from different people. Not that you're surprised, but it really reinforces how strongly you felt about certain people and how good they're doing. And then some people you don't know that well in and around the organization, you see all the great things they're doing. And it really is fun. And I think every business in our community has a chance to see that same thing. And then some businesses are you know, maybe not doing the things that we're most proud of. And I think we'll all remember them too.
Yeah, well said. You know, it's been an interesting time here in the last 3 weeks in this market, starting with the tornado and now this and now a season that is halted. And you sitting in the position you're in, you don't have exactly a manual for everything. Sometimes you have to address and tackle. I brought it up on the show several times, applauding you and a lot of the organization and a lot of people, a lot of businesses here in Middle Tennessee doing the right thing, stepping up, helping out. And, look, you don't have to, but, you know, you have a lot of work. Bridgestone Arena, this just in, it's a really busy venue. You know, you got a lot going on there, not just hockey games and concerts and events. And you've got a big staff, and for you guys to step up and, you know, whether it's the SEC tournament getting – canceled after Wednesday's action and paying employees that were set to work certain events here, that was really huge. What went into that? And yet again, I'll just say I applaud you and the entire organization for doing that. It's a very, very kind gesture.
Well, it's really nice of you to say that. You know, first it starts with, you know, we have an incredible group of owners. I mean, they all love Nashville. Either they're from here or they moved here to build a business here, and they love everything about everything that, you know, this community is. So for us, I guess it is a kind thing. It's the nice thing. It's the right thing to do to take care of each other. But make no mistake about it, it's also the smart thing for business. You know, what we're doing isn't just charity. We're doing what's right, because if we take care of each other, we take care of our employees, try to do what's right for all of our clients and customers, it'll make our business better. So I don't know which came first. We were doing it because it was smart business, or we were doing it because it was the right thing to do for the people that we all care about and love. I'm not sure, but the two go hand in hand together, and we will come out of this as a stronger, better business because of what we're doing for each other. So, I mean, it's nice to get the accolades for doing what's right, but you should always do what's right. And, again, I'm just so thankful that I work for a group of people that see it the same way, that, you know, let's take care of each other. This is a small, painful hiccup for all of us. Let's not make any rash decisions to take care of, you know, short-term address pain. when in reality we do what's right for the next 6 weeks, 3 months, whatever it may be, we'll enjoy the fruits of that for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So it's nice that you say it, but I almost feel guilty hearing it because, again, it's really just the smart thing to do.
We're talking to the president, Sean Henry, president, CEO of the Nashville Predators. And, Sean, before we go any further, I want to know how many classic Yankee games you've watched here, including the Pine Tar game that I got a chance to see. Did you catch that, or the 78 playoff Bucky Dent and the Yankees against the Red Sox at Fenway? Those are two that jumped out at me that have made the rounds here on the various channels.
You know what? I have not actually watched any classic baseball yet, but, you know, both those games are burned in my memory. I was at Michael Bianco's for the Red Sox game and Tommy Hinch's for the Pine Tar game. It was an afternoon game, if you remember. So I want to paint those memories by watching them again. But, you know, we have put together about 25 different Lego boxes. We bought every puzzle there is to buy at every toy store and have a lot of conference calls going on. But we're doing a lot of our own fun things, creating our own sports at our own house. But I do enjoy our classic hockey games. I might have to take in maybe the last game I think is being offered up at the old Yankee Stadium, when, of all people, my favorite ballplayer, Fred Stanley, hit the last grand slam out of the old Yankee Stadium. So I think that one's coming up. I'll watch that one.
Wow. Wow, that's good trivia right there. We are doing trivia later in the show, Sean, if you want to participate.
Well, you're welcome.
That's coming up at 1 o'clock. Okay. Back to what you just mentioned, you know, some of the things, and I have the privilege of, you know, being aware of what is going on internally, but some of the things that you guys are directing, you know, to keep people productive, keep people in touch with the thing. I mean, for example, you know, people aren't, you know, have the mindset, Ryan, of buying tickets for a concert or maybe an upcoming game, but you still want to keep that connection going with everybody, because that's really the focus right now is staying connected. True.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we've been really diligent about having all our sales and service team reaching out to all their accounts and clients, and sure, missed one or two and cycling back through that. If you haven't heard from someone, let us know, because we want that to happen. Starting next week, we're going to have non-sales and service staff calling our account reps just to say thank you, check in on them, give any updates that we may have. But that connection is important. I mean, you talked about it earlier. We're all so used to being around people, and all of a sudden you're isolated, and you're not part of people, and that's a drain. And you're probably on our email chains. We're doing a lot of, you know, silly, fun things too. You know, share your picture of your pet, your walk, the sun, your favorite sports moment, your favorite national park. And it's fun to see a couple hundred people engaging back and forth, and everyone's on our email list, you know, from our Coach Hines to David Poyle. And Dave and I talk two or three times a day, and he's laughing. He said, I've never gotten so many emails in my life that just make me smile. And it's fun to stay connected that way. So connection is everything, and making sure that when we hear something that's going wrong for somebody, we can try to step in and address it. And again, the glue for our whole organization is the foundation that Rebecca and her team do to allow us to continue to push forward and raise money for the tornado victims and try to figure out where the food deserts are right now, to maybe deliver some food to some kids that would have enjoyed school aren't right now. Those are kind of the glues that hold us together. So we're not doing what we all love, and that's selling hockey tickets and celebrating hockey and high-fiving at concerts, but we are doing things that we hope help the community.
I know right now the picture is very murky on where things are going with the league, and you can't share, you know, what kind of internal discussions are going, but maybe you could just share how the flexibility, the planning for different paths this thing could take. And I even heard, for example, the mayor last night on Channel 2. He was doing a town hall, and he mentioned Bridgestone Arena, and you guys have discussed with him, you know, in case if there's space that's needed, you guys are providing space for them. So there's so many things that I'm sure you are still going and having conversations with people just based on what might happen. And this thing is so quickly evolving, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it really is. Every day is different. And, you know, to think you can predict what's going to happen tomorrow, today, is just a exercise in folly. But early on, you know, we recognized that if we need space, you know, we have a 700,000-square-foot building in Bridgestone Arena downtown. We have 200,000-square-foot buildings in Antioch and Bellevue with the Ford Ice Centers. So we reached out to the mayor immediately and said, you know, what can we do? You want to use the buildings? They're yours. Just let us know how we can help. You know, we took all of our gloves, you know, from the concession operations, food and beverage areas, housekeeping area, donated that to the hospitals. Anything we could do to help move things forward, we want to do. again, we'd rather focus on all the contingency plans of, you know, what the season could look like or what's going to happen next for the hockey team. But reality, right now, this is about our community, about our country, keeping us all as safe as possible. And it's really inspiring to see how certain people are acting throughout the city, the state, and our leadership. And if we can help them in any way, we just want them to call upon us.
We're talking to Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators.
Chase woke up. Welcome, Chase.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I've been here. I've been listening.
Willie and Shawnee Show.
Yeah, well, I like that. Name pending, but I like that. It's good. So something I've heard you say many, many times, whether it's been, you know, in a press conference or a meeting or you and I just talking, is whenever you guys come up with an idea, you always learn something from it. Either this was a great idea or this was a bad idea, let's never do it again. But there's always something that you take away from it. As we sit here, not as the NHL, but as the world that is essentially paused, do you think that, or what are some things that you think you're going to be able to learn from this and take away that might help with future ideas as it does pertain to your organization?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the one thing we've said to all of our staff is, you know, unfortunately, we all have a lot of different time on our hands that we're not using for what we normally do. So we challenged everyone to, you know, say, come up with ideas and plans that can make us better. Focus on things you don't normally have a chance to think about. You know, do a little bit more research. Analyze everything we've done, good or bad. Should we keep doing it? Should we stop doing it? Should we try to do it again? And quickly, you see people in pockets of the organization that aren't normally involved in certain things. Now they have time to think about it. I mean, just yesterday, one of our safety officers from Ford Ice Center came up with a plan to help first responders in the triage, if you will. So we challenged him to say, okay, the idea is good, but an idea without a plan really is a dressed-up complaint. So take your idea and put a little skin behind it. Let's figure out how to mobilize that so we deliver that to Vanderbilt. And you know, that's an exciting thing. Someone from our box office said, hey, we could do this for some of our retail partners to let the world know they're still open. Here's what my plan is behind it. So it is fun to see people that their day-to-day job might be X, but now they have a little bit more freedom of time to say, hey, we can change this about the organization. We can change this about what we're doing right now. And 2 years from now, here's something I think we should roll out. And it's kind of fun. I hate to say it that way, but in these dark times, it's fun to see the bright spots of different people in our organization saying, here's some ideas. You know, let's bring it to life. And I think it's allowed us to connect in a really, really fun way. Our social media is just popping right now. You know, our social media manager is just doing a great job in bringing everyone together, whether it's, you know, eat with us or, you know, give with us. You know, we're doing the blood drives in a unique way because one of our greatest needs right now is blood. Blood banks are empty. We're going to host a blood drive at Bridgestone Arena. Someone came up with an idea, worked with the Red Cross of how to give differently, and that's what we're doing now. So to your point, it really is fun to see people dusting off some business plans and really looking at them in depth for the first time in a while.
Yeah, and you mentioned when you had the press conference when all of this, you know, started that the, you know, stand with us is obviously the playoff motto, but give with us and now eat with us. So expand on eat with us a little bit, because I was just reading through some of this on what people can do, but tell us a little more about that.
Well, I am just so inspired by so many restaurant operators that are saying, look, we're not closing down. You know, we need to just keep our doors open. We need to keep our employees working. And, you know, they're losing money doing these operations. So our idea was, if we bring a little bit more attention to the restaurants that remained open for curbside pickup or door-to-door delivery, you know, let's do that. So we have some natural partners, and then we have our Preds-approved bars, you know, for our watch parties. And we said, let's get behind these companies, find out what their hours are, what they're doing, and get the word out, because the more we can help them, the more they help their people, the more they help their people, the pain becomes a little bit less on the community. And that's what we're about right now. And it's just fun to see so many people mobilize that way and come together. I mean, I fell in love with Nashville and the recovery of the flood. That's right when I moved here, and I realized how special it was. And you see a lot of those same traits coming alive right now, where people are banding together to do some pretty unique things. And hopefully we can just do our small part to bring more and more attention to those restaurants that are really sacrificing to keep their employees engaged.
Yep. Very good job. Last thing, we had a lot of fun this week in people tweeting us their sports memorabilia. I know you have to have a really cool piece or pieces. I know you do. What would be one that you could tell us is a really cool piece of sports memorabilia in the Henry household?
Well, I figure all is forgiven right now, so I can confess anything and no one can come after me. So I'll give you two pieces. The greatest moment I had as a fan kind of working was in 1996 when the Yankees beat the Braves in the World Series. And two of my best friends from my work world were together, and about, I don't know, 2, 3 in the morning, we were sitting on the pitcher's mound of Yankee Stadium celebrating still, as all the employees were. And when we left, somehow we ended up with the x-ray blanket from the Yankees training room. So I still have that. And I also have the Dasher board door from the 2004 Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Don't ask how I got it or how it's in my basement right now, but I think both statute of limitations are up on both of those small crimes. So I'm pretty proud of both of those.
No, wait a minute. Where are they? Are they just laying around or are they in something?
Well, we just pulled out the dashboard when we moved about a year ago. We just pulled it out, and right now we have a lot of time on our hands. We're trying to figure a way to really display it, have that door activated. And then the x-ray blanket, actually Dak Carbone, who lives in Virginia Beach, stole it from me when we both moved from St. Louis. So hopefully has it prominently displayed on his wall somewhere.
Wow, that's excellent.
And now you just made me confess two thieveries in front of my daughter, who now is probably going to go out and commit a crime. Thank you, guys. I mean, you're lurking behind me.
Well, she never asked the question before, like, Dad, where did you get this? This is a unique piece.
She knew how much I was loving Tampa. She just assumed they gave it to me, I guess. I don't even know how they play games without that one piece of dashboard right now. Must be awkward.
Oh, that's outstanding. Be safe with the family. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Sean Henry, President and CEO of the Nashville Predators. We will come back and wrap up the second hour of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.